Lesson 27. The Straight Path, Part 2. In this lesson of Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet, Chapter 2, we're continuing our learning with Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. In the last lesson, Rabbi, or Yehuda Hanasi, asked the question, Ezuhi derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam? What is the straight path a person should choose for oneself? Kol shehi tiferet lo se'a v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. Everything that is harmonious for oneself and harmonious for every person. Continuing on, Rabbi says, Veheve zahir b'mitzvah kala kevachamora. Be as attentive with a minor mitzvah as with a major one. She'en ata yodea matan sechoran shel mitzvot. Because you don't know the gifts given for the mitzvah. The plain meaning of Rabbi's teaching is that just as you should be careful with a major mitzvah, such as not stealing or giving tzedakah, giving charity, so you should be careful with seemingly minor mitzvot, such as lighting Shabbat candles on time or enunciating the words of the Shema precisely, because all of the mitzvot have a positive effect, and you don't know the importance of those effects in any given moment. But there's also a deeper level. The word mitzvah means commandment, but it is also related to the Aramaic word tzavta, which means to connect. To practice presence means to connect or align yourself with this moment. When this moment is difficult or painful, the value of presence is obvious. By aligning yourself with what's happening rather than resisting it, you can be free of excess negativity and deal with whatever comes up in a calm and more clear-headed way. But what about when things are going smoothly, or when the content of the moment seems mundane or insignificant? In those instances, it's easy to lose your presence and get carried away by your mind because there doesn't seem to be a real need for presence. The problem with that is, the reward for presence is not merely something you can know with your mind. Presence does relieve you from stress and have other wonderful effects as well, but the deepest reward is not fully comprehensible because it involves moving into a realm of experience that is beyond the thinking mind. That's why it says, She'ein ata yodea matan secharan shel mitzvot, because you don't know the gifts given for the mitzvot. Meaning, you can't possibly understand with your mind alone the supreme reward that comes from constantly connecting with the reality of this moment. Unlike the rewards of temporal life, rewards that you can envision with your mind and then work toward and achieve, the reward of eternal life is freedom from time altogether. And that can't be understood with the thinking mind because all thought is based on the experience of time. The experience of life as a series of befores and afters. But you don't need to understand it. You can discover it right now by simply embracing this moment as it is. So for this chant, let's use the words Heve Zahir, be attentive. She'ein ata yodea, for you do not know. Meaning, be attentive to this moment, because the supreme reward that comes from presence is not something you can understand with your thinking mind, but you can experience it directly. Heve means be. Say heve. Zahir means attentive. Say zahir. She'ein means that there is not. Say She'en. Ata means you. Say ata. Yodea means know. Say yodea. Here's the melody. Heve zahir she'enata yodea. Let's sing together. Heve zahir she'enata yodea. So taking a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable, alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And breathing deeply, bringing awareness into your body, relaxing any excess tension, and bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you, offering your attention to this moment. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your whole body, saturating your body with awareness, chanting Naaseh, we will do. Naaseh. Up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And as we chant Heve Zahir, be attentive, She'en Ata Yodea, for you do not know. Take the attitude of a beginner's mind. There's something to discover in being present that's fresh and alive, even if you've been practicing it for years. The reward, so to speak, is always new, always revealing itself in a new way. So let's chant. Heve zahir she'enata yodea. 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 Heve zahir she'en ata yodea. Heve zahir she'en ata yodea. Heve zahir she'en ata yodea. And chanting internally, Atahu, it is now. Atahu, now is it. It is the divine. Atahu. Atahu, 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 breathing deeply, moving from stillness back into activity, awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart center, offering yourself to this moment, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And moving your hand down to your belly, embodying your awareness in your physical form. Na'ase. Na'ase. And bringing your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead. Venishma. Aware of awareness. Venishma. And kissing your fingers. And as we finish and you move back into your activity, remember this kavana to approach this moment with presence, regardless of whether this moment seems important or not, significant or insignificant, knowing that the deepest reward is not something you can conceptualize with your mind, but you can experience it and live it by learning to live in a state of presence. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, v'al Rabbanan, v'al Tamidehon, v'al Tamideh, Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. V'al Koman de'askin b'oraita, diva trahadein, v'diva chol atavatar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lehon ulechon shlama rabba chine vechista v'rachamin v'chayin arichin u'mezone reviche u'farkana min kadama v'hondi v'shamaye v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru, Amen.